Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, we're going to go to our next part of our interview with Scott Schaefer Duffy. And he's going to talk to us not only a little bit about his house, you're going to hear all about that, but continuing what he talked about yesterday, but you're also going to hear a lot of his work of civil disobedience against the use of nuclear weapons. We as Catholics obviously are against nuclear weapons and are against the arms race, mostly due to the work of Dorothy Day. It's actually in the Vatican II documents. And some people, atheists, if you ever read the work of Chris Hedges, you'll find atheists and Christians, among other people, believe in what is known as first strike nuclear strikes. What that means is someone wouldn't have to strike us with the nuclear weapons before we would strike them. The United States policy is against that. What the United States believes in is mutually assured destruction, which itself is not a great thing for anyone, but what it means is the way we make sure they are not going to attack us first is they have to understand that if they attack us first, we will attack them. But Scott Schaefer Duffy is against nuclear weapons altogether, and so we're going to hear his story, a little bit of his story of his civil disobedience work in that field. Let's switch over to him now.
That this house will always be open.
Wow. Well, that's very much the Catholic worker spirit.
Yeah.
Well,
so and by that point we had two children, and so we moderated the hospitality here. We had six guests, and we had one homeless man with us on the first floor here with our kids and others upstairs, and we had other volunteers. And over time, all four of our children have been raised here.
Wow.
We've had some homeless families periodically, but mostly single men and women. We've had a huge variety of people. I think people from 21 countries have stayed with us.
Wow.
And just real wonderful experience. Claire was worried about how was it going to be for our kids. She had gone to really good schools, and she was worried about me, responsible parents raising them in the inner city. They went to public schools. Our kids went to Wesleyan, Columbia, Harvard, and Holy Cross.
Oh, wow.
Three of them were valedictorians.
Wow.
They all got such good financial aid because of our finances and because of their academics that they graduated without debt.
Oh, my. Wow.
They were, and I used to tell people, it says in the gospel, it'll be given to you, good measure, pressed down and overflowing in your lap.
That's right.
You don't have to worry about anything. People ask, how do you start a Catholic worker house? I said, you get together with the community and you get a vision, and God will give you everything you need.
Wow.
Everything you need. Four communities have started from people that were here. Chris Justo started the Catholic Worker in Hartford. And he got this building. They raised $10,000. They bought this dilapidated building. He's a carpenter, so he was working to renovate it very, very gradually. And he comes there one day. All his tools were stolen. And they stole not only his tools. They took the toilet paper in the bathroom. They took the light bulbs.
Oh, wow.
He was so depressed. And I told him, I says, Chris, this is Catholic Worker manna.
Yeah.
I said, call the Hartford Current. Call the diocesan paper. Tell them what you're doing and tell them what happened. And then brace yourself for God's providence.
Wow.
People flooded them with aid. Volunteers came like crazy. Habitat for Humanity. They built.
Really?
They put that house in order in weeks.
Oh, wow.
I said that you're trying to do something good. Don't worry about it at all.
Wow.
It will get done. And, Claire and I think, have between us have been arrested 65 times. We've been separated in jail from each other for about a half a year of our marriage.
It's so
life.
Funny the way you talk about it. Just
We've done demonstrations in jail about jail conditions.
Really?
I've been sent to solitary four times. I got released from solitary once because the jail said, the ventilation system goes everywhere. They said, you're singing all the time, and we can hear it, and we can't stand it. They said, we're letting you out of solitary because I said, the acoustics were pretty good. I was doing Gregorian chant and Irish songs and whatever. They said, we can't take it anymore.
Oh, isn't that
They let me out of solitary.
Oh, yeah. This is what, Massachusetts or federal? Or?
I've been arrested in 11 states.
Oh.
And I got a year sentence for a demonstration in Georgia, in Connecticut. That was crazy. 55 people arrested. It was a Martin Luther King Day demonstration. And the judge dismissed charges of everybody else and trumped up these special things and gave a very severe sentence to me. And it was to discourage people from demonstrating against the Trident submarine you could lose the lottery and be the one person that gets a bad sentence.
That's right.
But it turned out in jail, I got all kinds of media attention. I was made the head cook in the jail. And after 3 months in jail, I had just written an article for our paper about forgiving the judge for the sentence. And I got brought back to court. And the judge said to me, he said, I didn't send you to jail to promote your cause. He had a big pile of papers on his desk. He says, you have a lot of friends. He says, I'm going to let you go with time served. He said, I'm not going to fine you because you won't pay it. I'm not going to give you probation because you won't obey it. They let me go.
Wow. And I forgot it when you think, I'm thinking, what's in Connecticut? But that's where New London is.
Oh, yeah. In fact, when I was a sophomore at Holy Cross Religious Studies major, I saw a brochure from the Archdiocese of Boston's Peace and Justice Commission, mm-hmm. and asking people to nonviolently resist first strike nuclear weapons, and they mentioned the Trident submarine. So two other religious studies majors of mine, we heard there was going to be a demonstration and nonviolence training and civil disobedience for the first launching, christening. They call it a christening. Mm-hmm. And we said, well, we want to go down to that. And we prayed and we were going to go. The day before we were going to go, we went to see the chaplain at Holy Cross, who had gone to Vietnam with Howard Zinn during the Vietnam War.
Really?
As in a peace mission. So we thought he was going to be thrilled that three students were going to go do civil disobedience. But when he heard our story, he said, I forbid it. He said, college is the nest. This is where you develop your ideas. You spread your wings when you graduate. And Joe Bukowski and I didn't know what to say. Pat Tam, a really contemplative Asian guy, says, Father, I believe God calls me to do this. He said, if I say no to this now, how much easier it will be to say no for the rest of my life.
Wow.
And he walked out of the room. Joe and I said, we're with him. We went with him. And we did civil disobedience. My father was a conservative Republican. He was Ronald Reagan's campaign manager in southern New Hampshire.
Oh, wow.
He told me if I was arrested, I would not, I would be dead to him. I'd cease to be in the family.
Oh, no. And did that happen?
Oh, it most certainly did. I wrote to him every week. He would send the letters back unopened.
That's terrible.
I went to my brother's wedding. He wouldn't go because I was there. He was really... I went to visit one time, and he came to the door with a gun.
No, really?
Yeah, he was pretty...
Is he still around?
No, he died a few years ago. But he eventually, my mother just had it and confronted him and said, while I'm at it, I don't like this, this, and this, and they're... They changed all kinds of things in the marriage. It took me back in the family.
Oh.
And it ended up being a positive thing after 6 years.
Yeah.
And whenever there was a conflict with my father, everybody would say, you've got to go talk to him because you're the one he'll listen to.
Yeah, that's
and
something.
I did his eulogy.
Oh, wow.
I did his eulogy.
That's fascinating. Wow. Talk about the grace of God.
Oh, yeah. It's just, you know, so, I mean, Dorothy Day has on her grave, and if she didn't have it, I would steal it. It says Deo Gratias.
Wow.
I would steal that for sure.
Sure.
But that's what's on her gravestone.
I have to tell you a story that you might have. I'm a veteran.
Okay.
I'm a Navy veteran. But I would have nothing to do with nuclear weapons.
Oh, right? Geez.
Now, I went in as... I was outside of the church. I left the church and stuff. So it wasn't a religious thing. And they asked me why... And I said, well, it's simple. I don't want to press the button, have five people left in the whole universe.
Uh-huh.
And they look at me, and this is the one that pressed the button. And what was said to me, I will never forget to this day. These are not large nuclear weapons. It's only the size of the Hiroshima bomb.
Oh,
and I looked at him, and I said, sir, that killed 100,000 people in 4 seconds.
Yeah.
No.
We'll be back tomorrow with more from Scott Schaefer Duffy, who, with his wife Claire, runs the Catholic Worker House in Worcester, Massachusetts. And he really gives a challenge to us to really come to understand where the Lord is calling us to trust totally in him and to have an effect, not necessarily through civil disobedience, but have an effect in our lives with our trust in him and our service to others. We'll be back tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. Have you told anyone else about the voice of St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, here on WROL at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and through CatholicAudioMedia.com?
You realize we are a different Catholic program because we are not speaking just to Catholics.
We speak to ex-Catholics, atheists, evangelicals, and people from all different religious and non-religious backgrounds.
We do this from a Catholic perspective.
So you're not going to hear what you hear on other programs because we have a different mission, serving Jesus Christ.
Tell your friends what we do here is different, and it is so that we all may experience Jesus, who sets us all free. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Allston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.